The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this this Thursday afternoon. Every day I have to think, what day is this? Yeah, it's Thursday, and I welcome you. Allow me the privilege of giving you my telephone number, which is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got encouraging stories. I've got discouraging stories. I've got shocking stories. I've got all kinds of stories to share with you. But first, I want to give you some updates. We've been watching closely the story of Carl Mankey. Does that ring a bell with you? Carl Mankey owns Carl Mankey Main Street Barber and Beauty Shop in Owosso, Michigan. That's a suburb of Lansing, evidently. And Carl Mankey is the 77-year-old barber that has taken on the governor of Michigan, the attorney general of Michigan, in fact, basically the entire government of Michigan single-handedly. He announced last week, I'm a barber. I'm 77 years old. I need to work. I'm opening my shop. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be cautious, but no governor's going to tell me when I can and can't cut hair. So he opened his shop back up. It was filled with customers. It was surrounded by supporters. It could have gotten very interesting. But people locked arms in front of his business and said they were not going to allow police to go in. They were going to protect Mr. Mankey. Well, the police did not come. However, yesterday, the state of Michigan announced they've yanked his license. Yeah, his license has been suspended. His personal license, barber's license, and then the license for his shop, pulled, yanked, suspended by the state of Michigan under the orders of the attorney general. He has been told that he is facing a $1,000 fine and 1 year in jail for every haircut he gives from now on. I'm not making this up. This is from the Detroit News today. The Department of Health and Human Services said that he faces a $1,000 fine and 1 year in jail per haircut. Per haircut. The order was signed by Deborah Giraldi, director of the Bureau of Professional Licensing. Have you ever wondered, why does a barber need to be licensed? No, it's a serious question. Why does a barber need to be licensed? Is there a fear that they've got sharp scissors in their hands? Almost no barbers use razors any longer. A few do. You can get a shave with a straight razor. It's unique. A few shops still provide that, but very few. Why would a barber need to be licensed? For that matter, why would a hairdresser need to be licensed? I know why. Well, it's because of health. No, it's because of money. License fees. Yeah, well, anyway, that's a topic for another day. So how has Mr. Mankey responded? He said, quote, I'm 77. What are they going to do? Give me life? I got one foot in the grave, the other on a banana peel. I could care less. He told supporters who gathered outside of his shop he cannot believe the support that he's gotten. He said, it's overwhelming. Then he explained to the supporters he doesn't want government help. He just wants to continue working. He said, and I quote, I've never looked for handouts. I don't even know what they are. I had someone call me and say, hey, do you want to get on food stamps? I don't want to get on food stamps. I want to work, he said. Well, a few days ago, in response to situations similar to this, the governor of Michigan said, and I quote, these executive orders are not a suggestion. They are not optional. They are not just helpful hints. So, boy, is this going to be fascinating to watch. I never met this old guy, but I've read enough to, I make a prediction. He's going to keep cutting hair. He'll yank my license. That's okay. I still got my scissors. Still got my clippers. I predict he's going to continue cutting hair. And then the governor of Michigan is going to have to make a choice. Does she, the attorney general, and others in the administration up in Michigan really want to face the outrage of not hundreds, but thousands of people? If they take more action against this 77-year-old barber, there's going to be a huge price to pay. I hope, I pray there is no violence. Seriously, I hope and I pray that there is no violence. But this guy is receiving enormous, enormous public support from the citizens of Michigan and the Lansing area. I'm looking at a picture, and there are dozens and dozens of people standing out in front of this guy's barbershop, just standing there in support. So his license has been revoked. I don't think that's going to stop him from giving haircuts. So we will see. I hope and I pray that the governor of Michigan backs down. I really pray so. That's wrong. That's just wrong. And that's why the Speaker of the House here in Ohio is pushing SB 55 to stop that kind of thing from happening here in Ohio. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My. Fascinating things happening in Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin right now is under the leadership of a pretty liberal, left-leaning governor who has an appointed director of the State Department of Health. Sound familiar? Okay. Now, the director of the Wisconsin State Department of Health has issued a whole list of orders declaring a health emergency within the state, issuing lockdown orders in conjunction with the governor. That sound familiar? You have a governor and an appointed, non-elected health director ordering the citizens of Wisconsin to stay at home, businesses close, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't that sound almost exactly what has been happening here in Ohio? Well, listen to this. In liberal Wisconsin, headline, Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down extended stay-at-home order. In a 4-3 decision released Wednesday night, this is just last night, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down an order issued by the state's Department of Health Services that would have extended the state's stay-at-home order through May 26. The state Supreme Court said to the governor and the director of the Department of Health, you have gone beyond your authority. The director of health, the last name is Palm, P-A-L-M. The court, I'm reading from the news release, the court ultimately concluded that Palm did not follow proper administrative rulemaking procedure. And here is part of the ruling from the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Quote, Palm, and again, that's the director of health. Palm points to statutes that she asserts gives her broad authority to impose regulation. If you were listening yesterday when I had Speaker Householder on, he was talking about provisions of Ohio law that go back all the way to 1908, obscure Ohio law that has not been used for over 100 years. All right, back to the ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Palm points to statutes that she asserts gives her broad authority to impose regulation, but it does not follow she can impose regulation without going through a process to give the people faith in the justness of the regulation. However, under Palm's theory, she can, quote, implement all emergency measures necessary to control communicable diseases. From Wisconsin Statute 252.02, parenthesis 6, even at the expense of fundamental liberties without rulemaking. That interpretation is constitutionally suspect. We do not construe that rule, that 252.02, blah, 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 as an open-ended grant of police powers to an unconfirmed, unelected cabinet secretary. Whoa! Isn't that wild? And you think of Ohio as pretty conservative. You think of Wisconsin as very liberal. And by the way, they do have a liberal governor right now. But here we have very similar situation between Ohio and Wisconsin. A governor and the director of the Department of Health issuing broad stay-at-home rules, regulations, shutting down businesses, and so forth, without real input from the legislature, the people that were elected. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court last night voted 4-3, null and void. The executive orders, gone. Now, what does that mean to the state of Wisconsin? I'm not actually sure. But right now, the executive orders issued by the director of health in the state of Wisconsin are null and void. And by the way, that's the Supreme Court. So I don't believe there is any place to appeal it. I don't think they're going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court because it's an issue that is specifically in Wisconsin. Wouldn't it be fascinating if individuals or legislators brought Ohio to the Ohio Supreme Court? How would the Ohio Supreme Court rule? Have no clue. But what's fascinating is very, very similar situation between Ohio and Wisconsin. And in Wisconsin, their Supreme Court said, you can't give that much power to an unelected official. Interesting. Now back here to Ohio and Ohio's Supreme Court, there's been a lot of controversy over the fairly new law here in Ohio that allows the state of Ohio to take over a failing school district. And they've done that a couple of times. Failing school district, the state just takes it over. Well, yesterday, the Ohio Supreme Court has upheld that law and said it is certainly constitutional. If a school district in the state of Ohio has a consistent failing record, the state has the authority to step in and take over the entire school district. That is breaking news here in Ohio. All right, we're going to step away just for a moment. I got a lot of fascinating stories to share with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.